Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and riches become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, bright in the burning light of day.
It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley. Bill is his new company is called Schley Brand. Brand new website, I should say. Brand Schley Brand, Schley Brand.com is his website. So hope you check that out. Don't forget his book is called The Microscript Rules. And Bill, we're talking about entrepreneurship because you've been working on a book about entrepreneurs. And yep. And as you may know, and as my audience may remember, if they were listening to me back in 98, in the early part of 98, I started talking about entrepreneur, the century of the entrepreneur, the 21st century. Two years before this new century hit, I looked around and I looked at technology. I looked at the way the major corporations were behaving with what they needed, how they were divesting themselves of divisions of their company and contracting those out. I saw globalization happening and working, and yep. I said, you know, this next century is not going to be about the major corporation. It's going to be about the entrepreneur. And then I got to thinking a little bit more about it, and I said, okay, entrepreneurship is not just about taking risk with my money, which you're an entrepreneur, Bill. I'm an entrepreneur because we're taking risk with our own capital. But I said there are going to be people out there who have the same entrepreneurial sap rising in their bark as I do, except they're not quite ready to risk everything they have. They want to be entrepreneurial, but with my money, not their money. And I dub those people entrepreneurial employees. And so I think you have to realize when you think of entrepreneurship in the 21st century, there's a lot of layers of entrepreneurship. What do you think? They're entrepreneurial teachers.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, they're entrepreneurs in government.
No, absolutely. I mean, you need to have an entrepreneurial spirit in the population. So people are going to start companies. People are going to be, as you said, they're going to be more innovative employees and entrepreneurial employees and work within a structure. But they can be developing and coming up with new things and just asking questions and being willing to pursue ideas that are a vision for them but maybe aren't proven yet. You know, an entrepreneur has to have some place he wants to go. He wants to go someplace. He wants to get something. He wants to build something. He wants to experience something. And he wants it enough so that he's willing to get up out of safety. You know, almost like stand up out of your foxhole. He's willing to get up out of safety from behind that rock and behind that tree and start to move toward that goal. That's all and everybody else stays hunkered down behind that tree or that, and they think they're safe. But safety is an illusion.
That's right.
Everything we do in life, we wake up in the morning, we're taking a risk. An entrepreneur knows he's going to have to go through some risk to get to where he wants to go, but he accepts that. And then what people think is entrepreneurs are risk takers. Most of the ones, the successful ones, once they decide they want to go, they do everything to mitigate those risks.
Right.
So once he decides to go there, he wants to do everything he can to lessen those risks and flip side and maximize his advantage.
Well, here's another thing, Bill. You're if I remember, you're a skier.
Mm-hmm.
You like to ski, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things I like to do.
Okay. So you know that the best way to ski well is to lean down the hill.
Yeah.
Have your upper body go forward down the hill, which means which is contrary to what you think you should be doing, right? You think you shouldn't be going faster. You shouldn't be out over the tips of your skis. Well, an entrepreneur does something similar to that. An entrepreneur makes a lot of decisions. They take lots of risks. They don't just take one big risk. That's the myth about an entrepreneur. A lot of times, folks think, well, this entrepreneur, he took this big risk. Well, they didn't. It only looks like a big risk. risk.
Yeah,
they actually took a lot of little teeny tiny risks and learned from each one of those. And then when they were done, it looked like, whoa, who saw that coming? You know, how did he see that or she?
Right, right. No, that's true. And the thing is, but you have to have an attitude toward, you have to have an attitude to, you see, there's certain, you have to know you're going to have problems. You have to know that the business is always going to change. And you have to know that because sometimes you're trying to build something new and put something together that wasn't there before, that there's, you have to, there's risk in any decision you make. But you habituate to that. And you actually, the more you do it, you learn your own patterns for dealing with problems, your own way. Everybody has their own way of doing things. Everybody has their own sources of power. And so you find out how to tap your source of power to deal with risk, and then you get better and better and better the more that you do it. And you know the number one thing, we learned in school, the difference is that the entrepreneurs just keep swinging.
Right.
They just don't quit.
They don't know how to quit. They're pathological optimists.
That's right.
They're pathological. I'm that way. I mean, I've always said that one of my great failings is I don't know how to quit.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that'd be one of those good ones when you're in the interview and they say, "What are your failings, Mr. Blasingame?" You say, "Oh, geez, I just can't quit."
Exactly.
When I do. No, those are good ones.
Hey, Bill, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, can we talk about how to develop entrepreneurial employees?
I'd like to
do that because this is important, folks. Understanding this, if you're going to have if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur in the 21st century, you got to have an entrepreneurial organization, and that means you have to have entrepreneurial employees, and that takes a certain kind of manager that you may not be right now. Stay with us, 10 till.
Good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.